This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome. Morning Devotions. You know it's going to happen sometime. You've got to deal with somebody that you don't like or someone you don't get along with. And I think that's called the reality of relationships. It's never easy. Some people would rather do anything else than deal with a difficult person. Probably happens at work where you've got to deal with him or her every day. It gets quite awkward, to say the least. Challenging, difficult. And at the end of the day, defining difficult is a uniquely personal thing, because what could be challenging for me might be a breeze for you. We're all different. And understanding our own personality can be a trigger to help you recognize the people that are going to irritate you. I'll put it another way. I bet you know someone who I call slightly irregular, people who are impossible to get along with. They never say anything kind, they only criticize us face to face or perhaps behind our back, and they seem to delight in making our lives difficult. We don't know what we've done, and it may be that we take things too personally or we may overreact. And I know people that can make your life miserable like that. It seems to be their pleasure. I don't know. You've got to think to yourself, if I could fix that person, everything would be better. But then we can't fix other people. We can only make choices about ourselves. It's the same. There are those who know how to push your buttons, as they say. There are different ways to handle this. And why not try and step into their shoes and perhaps see from their perspective? And think, ask yourself, what's their agenda? What's in it for them? They might be going through a hard time. They might, in fact, be projecting their pain by being difficult with you. You might be wrong yourself. You could be too proud. So saying sorry or standing down a little bit will actually soften the opponent. Ask yourself, by locking horns with this person, how beneficial in the long term is it going to be? Look out for what they call a win-win situation. You could read books and articles on this theme. Dr. Robert Schuller, retired now, was the pastor of the Crystal Cathedral in California. He told the story about a man with whom he shared an unfortunate car accident, and this man used all kind of foul, abusive language. And Dr. Schuller looked at him straight in the eye and said, "Mister, God loves you and I'm trying to." There are lots of people that God is capable of loving, but they make it hard for us to love them. Difficult people in the home, at work, on the highway, even in the church. It was Martin Luther who famously said, "You might not be able to stop the birds from landing on your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair." That's quite a cute quotation, I think. Think about it. You can't stop certain things from happening, but you can control your own reaction. We don't have to let our lives and our attitudes be ruled by someone else. It's not about pretending, you know, everything's going to be okay if it's not. It's becoming different on the inside of to how you feel, how you react. And the Christian faith has a better way. God's message in the Bible is clear. Bear one another. We are to love people, especially those we don't like. And it's a command, actually, that Jesus referred to many times. And there are ways, practical ways. I mean, pray and ask God. After all, the Bible says, put up with one another, forgive, put on love. Love is the perfect thing to tie these together, Colossians chapter 3. There's nothing stopping you from praying for these people. Move towards them, not away from them, and ask that God would do something for them. Send them a text. Try to befriend them. Find specific ways to encourage these people. So give them grace, just as God extends his grace to you. And now don't forget this, that God's lavish grace has been poured out on you and your sin. You can ask that God would help you bear with this person who you find an irregular person, and recognize that you might be the difficult person in someone else's life. You might be the thorn in the flesh for somebody else. So don't be oblivious to your own shortcomings and your sins. Heavenly Father, it's a fact of life. We can't like everybody, but Lord, show us how to love them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.